said Nasrallah's speech worth contemplating upon. The West Asia region is in the grip of a grim struggle between the forces of light and darkness, with the former holding the upper hand, despite the seemingly military and economic might of the latter, which, as usual, is destined to defeat. Stay with us for a viewpoint that appeared in Iran's English language daily, Kayhan International, in its issue of Monday, November 12th. Kayhan International wrote, unawed by the satanic might of the super-terrorist, the U.S., Secretary General of Lebanon's legendary anti-terrorist movement, the Hezbollah, did not mince words when he warned the illegal Zionist entity in a clear tone on Saturday, "We will retaliate against any attack on Lebanon. We will not accept any enemy aggression against our country." The speech by Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, telecast live from Beirut, covered a wide variety of current issues ranging from delay in formation of the government in Lebanon, 6 months after holding of the parliamentary polls, to the situation in the Zionist usurped land of Palestine and Saudi-aggressed Yemen, as well as the heroic exploits of the resistance front that foiled the US-backed terrorist bid to take over Syria. He rightly ruled out the demands by Washington and its agents to disarm Hezbollah, saying that such a suicidal move would invite Israeli invasion and occupation of Lebanon, since in the absence of state-of-the-art military technology for the Lebanese army, it is the resistance front, along with the Lebanese people and the armed forces, that deter the Zionists and the Americans from destroying Lebanon and turning it into a vassal state. As observers point out, Lebanon survives because of Hezbollah and the resistance front, which is firmly allied with the Palestinians and has vowed to mobilize all resources for the liberation of the occupied Islamic city of Beit al-Maqdis, a factor that has deprived the Americans of their sleep, since this would mean the end of the 70-year illegal existence of Israel. Kayhan International took note, the enemies of Lebanon and the whole of Levant greatly fear that any war would be a catastrophe for the dastardly Zionists, whose plot in complicity with the US and Saudi regime to destabilize Syria has completely failed, thanks to the wise and timely decision taken by the government of President Bashar Assad in conformity with the Hezbollah, the Islamic Republic of Iran, Russia, in addition to the Sunni-majority Syrian national forces. The speech of Sayyid Nasrallah is worth contemplating upon, including his address to the long-oppressed people of Palestine. Dear Palestinians, don't grieve at normalization bits. What had been going on behind the scenes for long is now taking place blatantly and unashamedly. The current normalization attempts will put an end to Arab hypocrisy and will tear off the masks of deceivers and hypocrites. It should be noted that Hezbollah and its allies won more than 70 of the 128 seats in the May 6th parliamentary election, to the chagrin of Washington and its unrepresentative reactionary Arab accomplices in crimes against the Lebanese, Syrian, Palestinian, and Iraqi peoples. This is the reason the U.S. meddling to prevent the fair distribution of ministerial posts, which are essential for forming of the broad-based national unity government. As pointed out by Kayhan International, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah pointed out that Hezbollah is right on insisting 10 ministerial posts since the attempt of the minority wing that enjoys executive power because of the outdated constitution to allot only 6 ministries to the victorious party does not reflect its parliamentary, political and popular size. The Hezbollah chief, who is widely popular among the Christian and Sunni Muslim minorities of Lebanon as well, because of his rational policies and firm defense of the country's national sovereignty and territorial integrity, said in explicit words, "We were sincere when we spoke of a national unity government. There is no national logic or moral logic or legal logic for anyone in Lebanon to come out and say it is forbidden for the March 8 Sunni Muslim faction to be represented in the Lebanese government." He was referring to the futile efforts of Premier-designate Saad Hariri, who is viewed by the overwhelming majority in Lebanon as an American-Saudi stooge, to deprive the 6 independent Sunni lawmakers from being represented in the next cabinet. "It is time for the government had prevented the transformation of the political stalemate in Lebanon into a sectarian crisis. Therefore, in view of these factors, the sooner the stalemate is over in Lebanon, the better for all parties. Otherwise, no matter of American backing and Saudi money, we'll be able to prevent the downfall of Hariri because of his anti-national policies, no matter what weird labels the US and the totalitarian Arab regimes use against Hezbollah and try to deprive it of its resources through illegal sanctions."